music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. President Bush has nominated New York retired federal judge Michael Mukasey to replace Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General. The 66-year-old Republican must first be approved by the Senate. Prominent Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr says his movement will resign from the Shiite bloc in Baghdad's parliament. It is the country's latest obstacle in creating a unity government. Iraqi officials have revoked the license of one of the largest U.S. security contractors, Blackwater. That after Blackwater gunmen opened fire Sunday in a Sunni neighborhood, killing 8 civilians and wounding another 13. North Carolina-based Blackhawk employs about 15,000 mercenaries in Iraq. Congress has allocated $4 billion to private contractors there since 2003. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq is criticizing America's process of admitting Iraqi refugees. Ambassador Ryan Crocker says it could take as long as 2 years to accept the 10,000 refugees recommended for resettlement by the U.N. 50,000 Iraqis flee their country monthly. At least 4 of the 88 passengers who were killed yesterday when a Thai airliner crash-landed in a rainstorm in the resort area of Phuket. Most of them, 130 aboard, were tourists. Typhoon Nari in South Korea has killed at least 7 and canceled hundreds of domestic and international flights. In Miami, jury selection begins today in the terrorism trial against 7 U.S. men accused of plotting to blow up the Sears Towers in Chicago. The defense says the men never left the country, had only one gun between them, and were led by 2 FBI informants. O.J. Simpson yesterday was arrested for armed robbery and assault with a deadly weapon. He and several others broke into Las Vegas hotel room, which contained Simpson memorabilia scheduled for sale. 9 people were injured Saturday when a natural gas explosion leveled a health clinic in Philadelphia, Mississippi. The explosion was felt 15 miles away. Natural gas is trading at $6.39 a cubic feet. And you're listening to the Quality News Network.
Most people would rather have a root canal than go to a dealer to buy a car. But you can turn dread into joy when you learn how to play the car buying game. Read the book, Right Car, Right Price, and you'll discover how the game is played and how you can win every time. Whether you're buying a car or a truck, new or used, Right Car, Right Price explains how to find and buy the vehicle best suited to your individual transportation needs. Auto Week called Right Car, Right Price the right stuff. So take the hassle out of car buying. Read Right Car, Right Price, and every time you get into your new car, you'll know you've got a great deal. Go online to rightcarrightprice.com to order your copy today. It only takes an hour to read Right Car, Right Price, and it just costs $10. We even pay the postage. So go to rightcarrightprice.com right now. It'll be one of the best decisions you ever make.
Scientists have accidentally discovered a new species of flying fruit bats in the Philippines. The orange-furred, white-striped bat was found on the island of Mindoro in a wildlife refuge. Veterinarians say the 4th giant panda born at the San Diego Zoo is a little girl. The 6-week-old cub is in good health and, as custom dictates, will be named on her 100-day birthday. Pandas are one of the world's most endangered animals. Less than 180 live in captivity. Environmentalists have filed suit against the EPA, claiming the agency has failed to set emission standards for ships traveling into U.S. ports. The Federal Clean Air Act requires pollutants spewed from the stacks of those ships to be monitored. Europe's second most important court today upheld a lower court's ruling accusing Microsoft of antitrust activities in the European market. Microsoft is ordered to pay $613 million and share its communications code with rivals. Light sweet crude is trading at $78.93 a barrel, gold at $723.60 an ounce. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 33 points, the NASDAQ is down 9, the S&P 500 down 5. There's more on our website at qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning, wherever the hell you are. This is Joe Vecchio on this Cup of Joe Radio Show. It's Monday. Get up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up to the reality around you. Wake up to what's going on in the world. Wake up to realize the dangers of everything that's happening in the world today, caused by conservatives, caused by the Bush administration, caused by the neocons, caused by all the people in the world whose sole purpose in life is to rip you off, to separate you from your money, and to make life more miserable for you so they can have a few more little trinkets. How is everybody doing? My name is Joe Vecchio, and I am voice of the working man's thinking man. And here I am on the Head On Radio Network. Thank you, John Fox, for another great show from our good friends in Australia. That's what I love about internet radio, is that it's international. That we have people all over America on the Head On Network, and we have people all over the world too, and I'm really glad. And we have listeners from all over the world. When I had my call for people to call in listening, to tell me who's listening. And if you still want to do that, you can do that. Just write an email to me at joe@cupjoe.com saying, hey, I'm listening, just so I know people are out there, because we really, we don't get like Nielsen rating reports, you know. We only have best guest estimates. So, but I've gotten letters from Europe, from every continent, really. I got one from Egypt. I got an email from South Africa. Once I got an email from Denmark, I got an email from Japan, I got one from Korea. So people do listen. People listen all the time, all over the world, and they listen to everyone here at the Head On Network, from John Fox to Bob Kincaid in the evenings. So no, I haven't gotten an email from Antarctica, Bob. That's because the only people that live in Antarctica are penguins, and they don't have computers. How many times do I have to tell you that penguins don't have computers? Besides that, they can't use the keys with those little flaps. They don't have hands. See a penguin use a computer. It's not a pretty sight, ladies. It's not a pretty sight. A lot of stuff gone on over the weekend. There was a big... Glenn Greenwald had a big article on what's the guy's name? Matrugas, whatever the hell his name is, who is... Mukasey, and he's, you know, talking about how, you know, he's a Bush fanatic, but he's not a total Bush fanatic. He has defied the Bush administration on some things, but he's still, you know, he's still a complete and total right winger. If Mr. Bush puts pressure on him, I don't know. Maybe they got like a J. Edgar Hoover thing going, where they got pictures of guys like that. Maybe he has been in a few bathroom stalls himself, if you know what I mean. I don't trust any of them, quite frankly. I wouldn't trust any of them to run the local grocery store, never mind running the country in any way, shape, or form. They should all be kicked out of office. They should all be, in a lot of cases, they should all be just flat out arrested, sent to jail, awaiting trial. In the bigger cases, sent to the Hague, to the World Court in the Hague. I think that's where it is. Replaced on a trial for war crimes, because that's what they're guilty of. That's what they're guilty of. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Let's get it over with. Let's get them out of office and let's start building a better world. It's going to take generations. It's going to take generations to clear up the image of the United States once all this is over with. And by then, of course, some other right-wing jerk will get back, because there always seems to go in a pendulum, you know, right-wing jerks, left-wing people, right-wing jerks, left-wing jerks, right-wing jerks. We're all jerks. It's time for a new paradigm. I want something new. I want something different. I want to live in a world where, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, if you're working for a living, you don't have to worry about whether you can afford to pay your rent and bills still. I want to live in a world where people stop hating people just because of the color of their skin. I want to live in a world where, you know, just we didn't go to war for stupid reasons or for any reason. There's no reason for wars. There's no reason for them. The only thing that wars do is make a few people very, very rich, and it makes everybody else miserable. And you know, they censored Sally Field at the Emmys last night. I didn't see the event myself. I've lost interest in these type of award shows. But apparently Sally Field got up there and was starting to say, in her words, I believe, were, if mothers ruled the world, there wouldn't be any more goddamn worlds. Goddamn wars. There you go. Wouldn't be any goddamn wars. But if mothers ruled the world, there wouldn't be any more goddamn wars. That's what she said. And of course it was Fox. So they bleeped her. They didn't bleep her on Canadian TV, which is good, because the Canadians got to see the whole thing, and I believe there's a clip on YouTube of the actual speech. So they can't censor it all out. Thank God for the internets. Thank God for the internets. They can't censor it all out. Although I do tend to disagree with her. I think some of the more vicious monarchs and killers in the world have been women. There are some women that are known throughout history and have been responsible for the deaths of many, many people. You know, Queen Victoria of England was, you know, she was a great queen, but you know, she had no problem in sending, you know, sons and daughters to war. Certainly Margaret Thatcher had no problem sending sons and daughters to war, because, you know, women, in order to attain office, they have to act, you know, much more like men in that regard. And some of the women relish it. I mean, let's not kid yourselves. Cleopatra was a mother. She sent a lot of people off to war. Catherine the Great in Russia sent a lot of people off to war. So, you know, as much as I admire her sentiment, I kind of disagree. I beg to disagree. I think the problem is leaders, and I think the problem is the leadership principle, and I think we just need a new damn paradigm. There's no reason for any country in the world right now to have massive military. There's no serious reason for it. We're living in much more of a global world than we did 40 or 50 years ago. There was no reason for America to attack Iraq. There's no reason for America to bomb Iran like we're apparently planning on doing, which hasn't happened yet. There's no reason for it. But it goes on. And it goes on. And it's gone on throughout history. Simply because we don't want to challenge the leadership when they tell us the lies that they tell us to get us into wars. If we all refused together, if we all went on a general strike as far as that sort of thing is concerned, and we all just said, no, we're not going to fight, what are they going to do? They're not going to go and fight it themselves. Glenn Greenwald on his blog had a great thing about all these right wing guys, that the Kagans and some of the other people who, you know, screaming bloody murder about war, 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 war. But of course, you know, and it's the case with so many Republicans refusing to go. They love the war so long as somebody else goes out and fight it. And then they'll go around and they start, you know, all the talk about supporting the troops is a bunch of crap, because when it comes down to supporting the troops, they don't. They say, well, the troops got to stay in there until they win the war I want to win. They're not winning my war, so they got to stay out there. And I'm sitting here in the depredations of all this life and all this good stuff that I have, and then they're not winning my war. They're making me feel bad. Go screw. Go fight. You believe in this war so much, you go out and fight. That's what I'm saying. The Army National Guard, the Army and the Navy and the Marines, they're all pushed to the limit here to keep everything going in Iraq. And they need all the help they can get. And if the right wingers stood up and fought this war, hey, you know, you'd get a better sense of reality of what it means to be at war. And I should get a better sense of reality of time. Let's go ahead and take our first break. Anybody wants to call in? 304-658-5453. 304-658-5453. 877-443-2366. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
We know you want to save big on your phone bill, and we know how you can.
That's right. We do.
We're saving more than 50% on our home phone bill since we switched to CityNet's digital phone plan.
Really? Over 50%?
CityNet's digital phone plan is only $24.95 a month.
Only $24.95?
You get unlimited local and long-distance calling.
Just $24.95?
And with CityNet's digital phone plan, you keep your current number. All you need is a high-speed internet connection. Get details at citynet.net.
$24.95.
And, oh, this is cool. With CityNet's digital plan, I can use my home phone anywhere in the world with high-speed internet. No extra cost.
There's 20, and there's 4, and there's 95.
Did I mention CityNet is a West Virginia-owned company?
Did I mention $24.95?
Save at least 50% on your residential phone. Get unlimited local and long distance and keep your same number, all for just $24.95 a month. Visit citynet.net today for more details. Some exclusions and restrictions may apply.
Went to Disney World in Orlando 2 years ago. We didn't realize it, but I found out later they call it Gay Day. We saw several things that just were shocking. But the worst part of it was these people would kiss openly, you know, and embrace. But if we gave them a funny look, they would say rude things to us. Oh, yes, they were very hateful, very effeminate.
Church Lady Gone Wild. Meet Brother Russell this Wednesday on Strictly Confidential, 9 p.m. Eastern.
This day is mine. How do I look? How do I feel? How do I look? How do I feel? How do I feel? How do I look?
At this moment, more than 800 million people are hungry. Millions more live in poverty, and you wonder, what can I do? Join the thousands of caring people who let Heifer International be their helping hands in the world. Right now, from Appalachia to Zimbabwe, Heifer is helping thousands of families become more self-reliant through the gifts of livestock and learning. Heifer provides farm animals that produce milk, eggs, and other products. That means milk to drink and products like cheese to sell. Having income means families can have better housing and health care, and their children can go to school. And recipients share their success, passing on the gift of their animal offspring to other families in need, ensuring dignity, self-reliance, and hope for the future. Find out how you can make a difference today at heifer.org. That's HEIFER.org.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Okay, it's 10:19 a.m. by the big clock on the wall here in Chicago, 11:19 in New York, 8:19 on the West Coast, in L.A., in San Francisco, in Seattle, and all those places. And it's in the afternoon in England, in Europe. It's another thing. And I'm here, and I'm just, you know, Bob Kincaid, my boss and my good friend out there in West Virginia, producing the show today, and a great job he's doing, as always, just alerted me to, well, something I already knew about, but we've talked about it on the show before, about, you know, a certain website that does nothing but tech stuff all day, and I don't know how much output they put out, but they're going through their fundraiser, which is 11 days long, and they're looking to raise $25,000. $25,000. I have no idea what the costs are of running a website that has a lot of traffic, and this particular website does get a lot of traffic. And I'm not saying they do bad things and all that, but what do you do with that? What do they do with that money? There's one I will mention, and that's Daily Coast. Daily Coast gets $9,000 per week per ad, and they have a good five or six ads that run regularly on the front. So I'm making a conservative guess that these guys are dragging in about $30,000 a week. A week. That's very conservative. And where does that money go? And yet when they have their yearly Coast convention, which admittedly Marcos doesn't have anything to do with, they just use you know, his name and all that, and that's fine. But they ask for donations. And they're always asking for money, but where is this money going? That's what I want to know. Where is this money going? What is it doing? And yes, I agree, Bob Kincaid. He's telling me in the chat room here. And by the way, if you want to get in the chat room, head on radionetwork.com and go to the chat room link, and you can talk to some smart people in the room there. But no, it doesn't cost $25,000 for bandwidth space on a text website. That's for sure. That's for sure. One of those things that upsets me. You know, I got a hole in my air mattress somewhere, which means I got to fill it up every night, and I don't have the $25. I don't have $25 to buy a new air mattress, and they're raising $25,000 this site in a month for over an 11-day period, really. Let's go to the phones. He's been waiting, and I shouldn't have talked about this before I got him on, but let's go to the phones. Our good friend Kevin from D.C. is on the line. Hey, Kevin, how are you? You there, Kevin? Maybe he's not there. Okay. But it's a running argument with us at Head On and us in other places where we're suffering for money. And I'm not saying, you know, look, I have trouble paying the rent, and I got to dedicate time to look for work. I do have an interview on Thursday. You know, I can't dedicate the time that I would like to dedicate to the show, which is why sometimes the show sucks. But you know, I try to get people to buy ads, which is not a donation; it's just advertising time. You know, and nobody seems to want to do it, and it's because these big websites are sucking up all the money, in my opinion. And I'm not saying they don't do a good job, and I'm not saying they don't deserve any money, but for crying out loud, something's wrong here. And then we had that contest, and Bob and I talked about this at length, that contest, the five for under $5,000 that was going to be awarded at the Yearly Coast Convention. No, I didn't forget Kevin, Bob. I said, come on in, Kevin, and I never heard a word. If he's there, let's get him on.
Hey, Joe, it's Kevin.
There you are.
Yeah.
Did you hear me call him for you earlier?
Difficulties. It happened.
I
think Bob and I were discussing this a lot more. The right wing will always shell out $20 for every $1 the left does.
Oh, sure.
Because
the right wing understands it's an investment.
You know, and that's what it all boils down to. You know, a Rush Limbaugh will get $20 million a year.
Right.
You know, to spew his poison out. But someone like you or Bob will lucky if you get $20, and it's self-interest. You know, it's like one thing people are willing to pay for is to protect their own wealth.
Well, we've noticed this on the left for a long time. Whenever I've tried to do any kind of work for the left, it's always volunteer your time, volunteer your efforts, volunteer your skills, and donate money. But by God, you should ask for any money in return so that you can help support yourself. Meanwhile, the people at the top of these big fundraising things, they make tons. They're not, you know, suffering at all, right?
Yeah. But I think the thing is, it's not that they're not willing to, it's just that there's so few. Think about it. How many few progressive billionaires there are who are truly progressives? I can only name like maybe one or two.
And you know, a lot of times what they do is they give their money and they give it to They give it to different groups and organizations that don't necessarily accomplish anything. And they don't seem to understand, you know, I'm really not into the psychology mindset. I really don't know what caused them. But I know that guys like Scaife and all the people that are like him, and the Olsons and all those people, you know, they have an understanding that what, you know, they'll put in, you know, $10 million, knowing that if it works out, they'll get $100 million return. You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. But, it's like, you know, there's only one progressive billionaire out there, and that's the guy Soros. And that's the only one I really know of. And the thing is, okay, he's only one guy, and I don't care. I can almost understand, okay, yeah, if I'm a billionaire, yes, I will give to certain charities, especially progressive charities, but I'm not going to make myself poor again. You know, most millionaires, when they donate to charities, there is some self-interest in it down the line.
Yeah,
and anybody will
tell
you that, either on the right or the left. You know, the reason why, you know, Bill Gates is donating, giving away like almost two-thirds of his fortune is not because he's necessarily a nice guy. You don't get to where Bill Gates is getting by being a nice guy.
Right.
It's because he doesn't want to be remembered as being the bastard that he was building Microsoft.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And it's the same thing with the Carnegie and all these other people, you know, all these former robber barons. And, you know, it's like, it's the other day, you know, I had a colleague who took a week's vacation, and he was so self-congratulatory about himself, how he and his wife gave up a week of their time to go to Nicaragua and build a school. And, I was like, you know, you're so full of you-know-what, because the thing is, your tax dollars is what funded the United States bombing the you-know-what out of Nicaragua during the 80s. If they would have left this country alone and let it develop in its own way, in the way it saw right, instead of benefiting United Fruit Company, you wouldn't have to give up a week of your time to build a school out there. And this is what a lot of people don't get, you know.
It's a lot of people who could be donating to us or to other people in a much smaller way, but in a much larger way, because if you get more of them and you get you know, it's really much better than trying to rely on a few high rollers with all the money, you know. And hell, you know, we talk in at the Head On Network, we don't need a whole hell of a lot of money to keep going, you know. And I'm not looking to make $20 million a year. I'm just looking to, you know, think, well, you know, I can use a new bed, and let me shell out, you know, a couple of hundred bucks to buy a new bed. And a couple of hundred bucks may seem like a lot of money, but it's really not. You know what I'm saying?
It's not, and you're absolutely right. But I'm just saying, you know, a lot of Americans, you know, I just came from doing a two-month-long assignment work-wise, and, you know, it had something to do with a certain health insurance company, and it's like they're almost brainwashed. If you have socialized medicine, nationalized health care, whatever you want to call it, how are they going to take 80% of your check?
Yeah, that's bull.
Utter nonsense. It is utter nonsense, and the working class and the so-called middle class is buying this line, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, it's to their detriment. I mean, they don't understand that they're the ones being ripped off, and you know, they would rather take, you know, they would rather give to the crooks that they know, I suppose, than to the crooks they're not sure of. The crooks that are being built up in their imagination.
Well, you know the crooks they're not sure of, because if you know the real story, the cost of health insurance is rising 6% every year ahead of the rate of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure, I understand that. You know, and in some cases, it's and I think you pointed this out, it's willful ignorance. They don't want to know, because they're afraid. They're afraid of being wrong about something that they felt that they've been right about all these years.
Yeah.
And
it's just, again, and I boil it down to downright bigotry of mid-America. And, you know, and again, it's like, God forbid if people, because like I said, a lot of these texts, a lot of the budget cuts and the cut in social spending did not occur until Reagan came in.
Right.
Okay. And it was by coincidence, like a couple of years earlier, is when, you know, people of color, blacks and Latinos, started demanding the same benefits of the New Deals that amassed the majority of white people were getting.
Right. Well,
that's
white
when
people
they started coming in with the
welfare
line, well, we got to cut the budget and, you know, the welfare queen driving the Cadillac, which was basically a punch at black people.
Yeah, well, of course it is. It's so much, you know, racism plays so much of a huge part in this country, and you know, and I'm a white guy, so I can't really appreciate it, or not appreciate it, it's not the right word, but I can't really experience it on a first-hand level like many black people can. But I know it's there, and I know it exists, and I experience it, you know, just talking to people sometimes, because you know what whites say among themselves is stuff that they wouldn't say around black people.
Oh,
you know,
course.
What I'm saying?
And even I've gotten the slip a couple of times, you know, and I don't know if I pass white, but I'm very light-skinned, but most people think I'm Spanish. But the thing is, I get it too. You know, I get the occasional slip up because, you know, I'm the so-called black person that a lot of whites feel comfortable with. A lot of mainstream
right.
whites feel comfortable.
Yeah, you're one of the good ones. You're one of the good ones. One of the good ones.
What?
You're one of the good ones.
I don't think I'm a good. I don't necessarily think I'm a good one.
Yeah, but that's
one,
how they see
when
it.
When they find
you
out
know?
My politics, it disturbs
well, that's,
them
that's,
quite
but
well.
But that's how they see it, though. That's what I'm saying. That's how they see it. You know, there's good blacks and there's bad blacks. You know, and I fall into that trap too. And you know, it's like there's trash and there's white people. You know, because it's just people with no class at all. So, listen, Kevin, I hate to cut you off, but we got the bottom of the hour. I got Wins News coming up. So.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Great as always to talk to you. Okay, that was Kevin, our good friend Kevin from D.C. And he's right. And it's all racism. It's not all racism, but I could say it's a good 75-80% of it. We got the Wins News coming up. Let's go ahead and do that. And then we'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Network.
This is The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
The Teamsters are seeking an October 1st end date for negotiations with UPS. Teamsters negotiator Ken Hall said that date has been set, so the new contract will be in effect for next year, when new laws handed down by the feds go into effect that could impact the pensions of retirees. One New York contractor has gone union by choice, after 2.5 decades of being a non-union company.
Jim Kernan runs Oriska, an upstate New York contracting business that was non-union for decades. But in the last couple of years, he decided to work with unions rather than against them.
We had pitched battles with the unions, both legal and otherwise, and we learned a lot from one another. You're hurting everyone, including yourself.
Kernan says that greed is what's behind the stance of anti-union companies. And he says skilled union labor is far better than trying to be a non-union contractor.
Is to move into the area where unions are the strongest and utilize their skills and training for our benefit and move away from our non-union experience.
Kernan believes unions built the middle class in America, and unions add tremendous value and professionalism to construction trades, setting the stage for what he believes will be a resurgence of the union movement.
3,500 retirees in Nevada may be forced out of a state-mandated benefits program. Now, a judge has ruled that the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department does not have to pay a state-mandated subsidy if retirees are in the Public Employees Benefits Program. The ruling could result in 100 retirees from the police department, 1,900 from the Clark County School District, and any other retiree who has benefits through the collectively bargained trust, losing out. The ruling comes 3 years after Nevada lawmakers passed legislation that was intended to help school districts and governments keep more money in their pockets by ending retiree benefits. Security guards in San Francisco are prepared to strike if negotiations don't go as planned. On Saturday, the guards represented by the Service Employees International Union, Local 24-7, gave negotiators strike leverage as they prepare to return to the bargaining table with three barrier security companies next week. The workers are seeking better pay and training. According to the SEIU, San Francisco security guards make on average $11.30 per hour, while their janitorial counterparts earn on average $11.49 per hour. Here is today's economic report. The turmoil in the financial market has finally hit the job market. That's according to a new report from the Economic Policy Institute. EPI says that the average monthly job gain is only 44,000 over the past 3 months, and a survey shows that over the year, there has been an average job decline of 16,500 jobs per month. Factory employment saw its biggest dive since 2003, shedding 46,000 jobs. The majority of those jobs came from auto manufacturers, who let go of 11,000.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Tired of the catfighting between the left and the right? You'll want to listen to America Back on Track. America Back on Track from the Quality News Network is a true alternative, a new national radio voice for people who put America before political party and special money interests. America Back on Track is for people who want to restore the values that made our country great. Quality, integrity, purpose, compassion, humility, and strength. America Back on Track delivers the news and perspective, engaging listeners with intelligent interviews and stimulating commentary. Wouldn't you rather hear smart people talking about new directions instead of ideologues pushing their propaganda? Tune in to America Back on Track weekdays at noon Pacific right here or online at thequalitynewsnetwork.com. America Back on Track, our ticket to a healthy and productive future.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, we're back here on the Head On Radio Network. I don't know, should I tell that joke on the air, Bob? You tell me. Bob Kincaid just told me a joke there in the chat room, and I'm debating whether to say it on the air or not. Bob said, yeah, sure, go ahead and tell it. He said, maybe we should change from the horn, H-O-R-N, to the barn, the broke-ass radio network. It's, you know, quite frankly, it, to me, and I don't, you know, I just don't understand what it is about our network, apart from me constantly whining about money, what it is about our network that people shy away from. I guess we're just not part of the clique. And I started to talk, before I started talking with Kevin, I started to talk about that contest they had that was going to be announced at Yearly Coast, which actually wound up being announced about a week afterwards. They were going to give five people up to $5,000, which, you know, yeah, that's not a ton of money. And Bob Kincaid wrote the most fantastic column, that's not the right word, I don't know the word for it, like when you write a grant or something like that, but he wrote it, and it was really so great about, you know, well, the network and what it does, and, you know, what $5,000 would mean for the network, and what do we list out to websites that do stuff that's being done already. We're not part of the clique. That's our biggest problem right there, is that we're not part of this clique. Whoever the clique is, whoever the hell they are. And I'm not really sure. You know, I keep going back, and it's like, look, I remember Atrios when he kind of, I don't want to say when he first started out, but I remember him, and I remember Daily Coast early on. And I'm not really sure at what point they became the monsters they became. I think for Atrios, I think it was Eric Alterman who started to link to him on a regular basis. But nowadays, if you're a blogger and you're starting out and you want to get some attention, the only way you're really going to do that is by working these bigger blogs. I mean, it's really not so much of a free market anymore, so to speak. It's really kind of centrified. Centrified, is that the word for it? It's really kind of centralized. That's what it is. And people really only have time to read a certain amount of blogs every day. So, but when I sit there and I see this one website, you know, having a fundraiser for $25,000 over an 11-day period, and they do this every month apparently, $25,000 to $30,000 a month, and when I see Marcos Melitzis raising, you know, about $30,000 a week, and while I don't have anything against them doing that, my feeling is, where the hell is that money going? Are they using that to help other people out? I'm certainly not getting any of it. And certainly, you know, and I haven't asked anybody this for a long time, and we try to kind of keep mum about it on the Head On Network, but if you want to contribute to me, you can go to my blog, cupojoe.blogspot.com. There's a little PayPal link there. You can donate some money if you like. I think the thing for subscriptions is still up if you want to do that. I have a few subscribers. I have, I think, maybe three subscribers for $5 a month. So I get a little bit of money every now and then. But I certainly don't get enough, you know, to help me with my bills. I basically get enough that I don't have to worry about that I can get something at McDonald's once every couple of weeks or so. So when I see this, It just upsets me. It upsets me because there's really not a reason for it. I shouldn't really get on about that. There's so many more things going on. Where are we at? But we are the Broke Ass Radio Network. That's funny. I got to remember that. I was seeing our good friend, the gal from California, pointed out an article in the New York Times, and this goes back to the racism issue that Kevin and I were talking about, and you know, he's absolutely right, and I'm absolutely right, if I might say so myself, that racism plays such a huge part in everything that goes on in this country. And there was an article that she pointed me out about how in Alabama, and of course Alabama, I mean, I don't want to say that racism doesn't exist in the Northeast, but it's so much more prevalent down there in the South. And it's about how they're basically doing everything they can to resegregate the schools, and they're trying to find every legal option they can, to find every sneaky way. And basically, you know, look, white people love welfare. White people love welfare so long as it's for them, so long as it doesn't go to those people, if you know what I'm saying. They love it. They think welfare is great. Hell, half of the defense industry is on welfare. Pretty much the whole welfare industry, defense industry, is welfare. We don't need as big a military as we've got. We really don't. The type of threats we have now can be handled with a well-oiled intelligence machine, good infiltration, and good diplomatic corps, and you know a certain amount of military, just you know, to keep people in line when it's necessary for defense, and as a deterrent. Okay, why hasn't Iran launched a nuke at us? Why hasn't North Korea launched a nuke at us? Well, you know, there's a big reason for that, because if they did, we would turn their country into glass, and even I would be supporting that. Mr. Pacifist here. And I'm not really a pacifist, but you know what I'm saying. Mr. Liberal, let's not do any wars at all, blah, blah, blah. I would support it if somebody dropped a nuke on us. But they know that if they do that, you know, there's going to be certain results. So I'm all for, to a certain extent, having those type of defenses. But with the reality of the world situation, you don't need a huge military like that. And the fact that we're getting our asses kicked by Iraq, for crying out loud, is a pretty good indication of that. Because no matter how much our technology has changed, no matter how much better we are at killing other people, guess what? The same military principles still apply as they applied thousands of years ago. But what I'm saying is the defense industry has been basically white welfare for years. I mean, the big plants over in Marietta, Georgia, Lockheed Martin, and all these different places. There's people sucking off the government teat who go around screaming against government interference. But yet give a dime to a black person, they're like, oh my God, you can't be doing that. They know nothing. Because, you know, to a white guy, especially a white guy in the South, no black person ever in the history of the world has ever earned anything. None of them, and none of them ever will. They're not even human beings as far as they're concerned. And I've said this before. It's the same with, you look at the whole Bush administration. As far as they're concerned, there are certain human people. There are certain people who are human beings and certain people who are not human beings. But give money to blacks. Why are them shiftless, blah, blah, blah? Why are them shiftless brothers? They're all bunch of lazy coons. That's all what they are. And they ain't going to get a penny of my tax money. My tax money! Well, you know, that business that you do business with is stealing your tax money. No, that business. That's all right. That business. We going to do business there right there. That's a business. But no, my tax money. Oh, they ain't going to get it to them colors. And I don't want that. They ain't not going to get a penny of my tax money, boy. That's right. And it's not just the South. That attitude exists in New York City. Different accent. It's not as ingrained as it is in the South, but it's there. Don't tell me it's not there. I lived in New York. I know what goes on there. Because the welfare queen scenario that Kevin talked about worked just as well on New Yorkers as it did on everybody else. And I hear a lot of people talking about it. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, if those sort of things are happening, my attitude is good for them. Good for them. Take everything you can get. because you're living in a system and a society that's ripping you off. And until we build a new society that's not based upon a few people getting a lot more money and a lot more power than they really need, then as far as I'm concerned, it's all fair game. Whatever you can get away with, man. Is that militant? Yeah. Is that a lot of people not going to like what I'm saying? Damn straight, I know that. But take a look at the world around you. You want to change that? Let's make the world a better place. And then we'll start talking seriously about changing that. Until then, you people do what you need to do to survive. Just like I'm going to do what I need to do to survive. Like taking a commercial break. If you want to call in, last chance, 304-658-5453. 304-658-5453. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweats. Great prices? No sweats. Great looks? No sweats. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Tired of walking on eggshells? Trying to do everything right, hoping that one day you'll be able to marry like everyone else? I'm sick of it, too. Frankly, we don't give a damn if sexuality is inherited or acquired. We will no longer participate in an endless audition for the constitutional right of equal protection under the law. Strictly Confidential, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, my name is Joanne, and I have mannequinism. Well, I did have it, but I'm not a mannequin anymore. Doctors said over 75% of my body turned into plastic. They said it's because I wasn't active in my community, because I didn't vote or volunteer or I don't know. All I wanted to do was cry, but I couldn't because I had plastic eyes.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Native American Journalists Association is calling out to tomorrow's reporters, photographers, editors, and publishers to represent Native perspectives.
Today's agreement allows the Nebraska State Patrol and Winnebago Tribal Police to share enforcement.
The tribe is taking its concerns to the Bureau of Reclamation, which manages and
Native American inmates have filed suit against the prison.
Go to NAJA.com to learn more about membership and benefits. NAJA, raising the next generation of storytellers.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
All right, enough karaoke. You know, I've got so many karaoke songs, and I always try to get them when I get them. I always try to get them from the ones that sound almost exactly like the actual song. So, and I'm glad I was able to make use of that. My wife and I, my dear wife Kathy, we used to sing karaoke all the time, but we were both horrible. So, so we only did it in private, just like sex. So, I only did it in private. And we were about as good at that as good at karaoke. No, I'm just kidding. got about 10 minutes left to go here. And again, there's always so much stuff to talk about. You don't always know what to talk about. And one of my other little pet peeves, when I talk, you know, and one of the other reasons why we're in the mess that we're in right now is not so much that the people, a lot of the people in this country are, you know, are willfully misinformed or willfully ignorant or just plain stupid, okay? And I hate to say it that way, but damn it, I don't know how else to say it. Is because the so-called professional media, locked as they are into their own little world of faux ambition and high salaries, they have no clue of what's going on, and they've actively worked to help this current administration for whatever reasons. They like, we want to have a beer with Mr. Bush, and because we want to have a beer with him, we think he's a good person, and we think he's better suited to be president of the United States. And we're going to, you know, when a new president comes in, there's generally a short honeymoon period, a few months, whatever. Allow the president to get situated and to make clear about how he's performing as a president and where his policies are going, blah, blah, blah. It's natural. And you certainly, hell, even in the opposition, you certainly want the president to succeed, or not on a personal level, but because you want the country to succeed. You want the country to do well. I mean, we're all Americans, for crying out loud. When George Bush first came into office, there was you know, some part of me, very naive part, that simply wanted to, I hope he does well. I hope he's not as bad as we think he's going to be. At the worst, actually, I thought that he would just, you know, wreck the economy a little bit and we'd fix it up in the next Democratic administration. And he'd be in for 4 years like his daddy, and that would be it. Just another sad little sidetrack. But that's not what happened, was it? 6 years ago, 6 years and almost a week ago, changed everything. Well, it did change everything. It changed everything for them. Some people were screaming Pearl Harbor. Me, I was screaming Reichstag, because I knew what was going on. I saw it right then and there. From that moment on, I knew what they were all about. But the so-called professional media, the ones that make lots of money, the ones that should be reporting on this stuff, they sucked it up because they saw their opportunity, man. They so much wanted to have something big and important to write about so they can set their legacy on it. Now we've got our war, man. We've got our war. It's the great war on terrorism. It'll be like World War II. We can be this generation's greatest generation, man. We can do this. Bush will lead the way. Yes, yes, we're going to go get him. Look at him standing with that bullhorn on that rubble of 9/11. We're going to go get him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 6 years later, where are we? Nearly 4,000 American soldiers dead, more than what perished in the World Trade Center. Countless numbers of Iraqis killed because they're not keeping an accurate count because they really don't care because, you know, as far as the Pentagon and the Bush administration and the powers that be are concerned, the Iraqis are not human beings. America's reputation, which is very difficult to maintain, and that we had been building up over the last 5 decades, has been totally wrecked. International terrorism has increased, even though we haven't had a massive terrorist attack in this country. Doesn't really make a difference. Al-Qaeda is as strong, if not stronger, than they were in the weeks and months before September 11th. And in a large part, it has to do with the fact that the so-called professional media were cheerleaders for this and wanted this to happen. From the New York Times to the Washington Post, print media, giants of our print media, to television news, where most people get their news anyway. There was a resounding call for blood, guts, and glory. So long, of course, as it comes from the poorer class. That's, of course, when we like the brothers. That's when we like the people of color, because, you know, they'll go out there and fight the wars for us. Oh, yeah, they'll go out there and fight the wars. And no matter how many times they get suckered by this administration, no matter how many times they get lied to, no matter how many times they get, as other people have said, the football pulled out from under them, like Lucy does to Charlie Brown constantly. They go right back and support the president. They'll repeat his stuff verbatim as if it was the actual law. They'll turn around and say, well, it's the opposition party's place to be critical like that. But then when they are critical, they accuse them of being traitors. And they talk about supporting the troops, supporting the cops, supporting the firemen. They support neither of them, ladies and gentlemen. They support none of them. As far as they're concerned, they're not human. Police, firemen, the police in particular who protect the White House from us, are being screwed over just as surely as the protesters they're holding back. And I'm sorry that they don't realize it, that enough of them don't realize it. The firemen realize it. The firemen understand it a little better. Certainly they understand Rudy Giuliani's role, his mythical role, in what happened on 9/11. The neocons, well, you know, I don't blame them for doing what they do because that's what they do. Because they're a bunch of evil scumbags who naturally want all the money and all the power in the world because they think they're the only true people in the world. They think they're the only human beings. Point I come back to time and time again. Teddy Roosevelt, 100 years ago or so, in a great speech, one of my favorite speeches, New Nationalism speech, which he gave several times with slight variations, but basically he talked about progress, and he said how progress is the constant struggle between those who have earned more than they possess and those who possess more than they have earned. And myself, guys like Bob Kincaid, and all of us here at the Head On Network, we are part of the former group. We have earned far more than we have, and we're up against people who possess far more than they've earned. It's the struggle of progress. It's constant. And until we get a new paradigm, until we get a new way of running the world, until we get a new economy that goes away from Adam Smith's capitalism, but yet not communism, because I'm not a big fan of communism either. All communism means to me is that another group of people grabs the money and the power, because it all works out the same. And everybody's miserable. People can be a little happier under capitalism if you have a good, strong government that's regulating it and keeping it in line and keeping it down to a reasonable level.